Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with Jose Mourinho when he insisted he needed more time at Manchester United but respects decisions that the club made. United last won a trophy in 2017 as Mourinho guided them to the Europa League title, having won the League Cup in the same season. Henry was sacked the following year for a poor run of results and Mourinho thinks he left in the middle of a process. Told Goal, in a certain period of my career with the profile of club I was getting in hand, we didn't need as much time to reach success. We did it at Porto, Inter, Real, Chelsea both times. We did it without that need of longevity. Also my desire to try different things and my crazy desire to go to many countries and try to win it and get different life experiences. The first club where I felt I needed time and time was not given was United left at the middle of the process, but I learned very rarely to respect decisions, which I did at United. Into some transfer news now, and President Andrea Agnelli has revealed that Juventus have offered Manchester United targets Paulo Dybala a new contract. Dybala has been heavily linked with a move to either Manchester United or Tottenham. Just over 18 months remaining on his deal, it's been claimed that bids may have been made in the January transfer window in order to turn his head. But Agnelli has indicated the Italian champions have no plan to sell the playmaker, suggesting he could captain the club for many years to come. Another player that's set to sign fresh terms is target Hakan Calhanoglu. The news will be a blow to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side after it was thought United were weighing up a swoop in the January window. Calhanoglu has scored 5 goals and got 5 assists so far this season for Milan, who are top of Serie A after an unbeaten start to the Serie A campaign. That's all then for the latest Manchester United transfer speculation and news over Christmas, and they're helping to provide 80,000 meals for vulnerable families. Together with the Manchester United Foundation and food charity Fair Share, the club are supporting the local community as part of the Foundation's Santa's Red Helpers Christmas appeal. That's all then for the latest Manchester United headlines. We'll have more news later.